Welcome to the St. Ninians Community Church Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here. Well, this is our fourth week of podcasts, and we've been working these past few weeks through the Gospels, and this fourth week brings us to the fourth Gospel and the Gospel of John. And the passage I've chosen to share with us today comes from John chapter 15, and I'm going to read the first 17 verses. John chapter 15. This is what we read. Jesus is speaking, and this is what he says. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. There is so much in these verses that I just come back to time and time again. It speaks of the theme of fruitfulness. And those of you who attended St. Ninians Community Church before the lockdown will know that we had just started a series, and our idea was to go through the Bible looking at the story of God, and started obviously in the start of Genesis, in the first book of the Bible. And we saw there that when people were created, they were created to be fruitful. One of the first commands and instructions that God gives his people is go forth and multiply, go forth and be fruitful. And of course, it's not just by having children that we can be fruitful. There are many ways to produce fruit in our lives and have lives of abundance and lives of plenty. Jesus speaks here and tells us two secrets that we have to bear in mind if we want to be people who produce fruit. Number one, if you like, is the bad news. Number one is Jesus says, my Father is the gardener, and like all gardeners, he goes out and has to prune back his bushes. He has to go out and come to the vineyard and look at the vinery and the grapevine and cut out all the parts that are not healthy, to cut off the branches and stems that aren't producing fruit. But even to go to the fruit-producing parts and still to trim and to cut back. And so Jesus tells us here that the Father even prunes the branches that are producing fruit. So, he says, they will produce even more. And that could be good news or that could be bad news. It's good news because, you know, it reminds us that it doesn't matter where we are in our Christian life. It doesn't matter what we think we're accomplishing. It doesn't matter whether we're satisfied and that we're doing things for Jesus and we know that he's using us in our families and in our workplace and in our communities. It doesn't matter any of these things because Jesus is coming and saying, you know, you can be even more fruitful than this. You can produce even more than this. You can achieve even more than this. You can rise even higher than this if you will continue to let me prune you, to speak into your life, to discipline you, to point out areas and aspects of your character or your behavior or other things going on in our lives which is actually inhibiting our growth and our development. And just like when we first became Christians, we had to turn away from certain things and focus on Jesus. Jesus is continually helping us in that process of turning away, of laying things down, and of becoming more and more like him. That process will never finish. And so are we still willing to be pruned? Remember that first time for many of us when we first became Christians? Lord, have my life. I surrender all. Lord, take everything. Lord, I don't want to keep anything. Lord, all the rubbish, cut it out. Lord, perform surgery. We're just at that place of surrender and abandonment. We will do anything, Jesus. Just come and take my life. Is that how we still are today? Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I give it to you. Lord, the things I still hold back. Lord, the things I still hold on to. Lord, the parts of my character that I know you just need to come and do a work on, but Lord, I don't often let you. The areas of our lives that you shine your light upon, and we just close the curtains. We need to come back to that place of saying, Lord, yeah, keep pruning, keep pruning, keep cutting back, keep cutting out. Keep removing the parts of our life, Lord, that aren't glorifying and fruit-producing for you. The second thing that this passage tells us, if that was the bad news, the pruning continues. The good news is for me is this invitation that Jesus gives us to come and to remain in him. Remain in me, he says. Remain in me. Don't wander. Don't give up. Don't seek to have your source of life in other things. Don't seek your nourishment in other things. Remain in me, because I will remain in you. And he says, we cannot produce anything. We cannot do anything that lasts or anything that counts or anything that matters for the kingdom unless we do it having remained in Jesus, in his love, in his guidance, in his leadership, and in the power of his Spirit. Remain in me, he says. And this passage tells us it's all about love. It's about remaining in his love. It's about coming back to that place where we just have to keep reminding ourselves and providing space where God can speak love into us, where we begin to forget that, where we begin to act like servants and slaves rather than friends and children, where we think it's all about what we produce and what we achieve and how good we are. And Jesus just wants to keep bringing us back to that place of reminding us, no, 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 it's all about my love. And then we learn to love him in return. And Jesus says here, we love him in return by obeying his commandments, by doing the things he asks us to do. And then the more we remain in his love, And the more we love him back, the more we get into this intimate relationship or flowing love, then the more that will overflow into the world round about us as well. It's all about love. But where does it begin? That continual place of surrender. Lord, prune us. Cut us back. Have whatever in our life is not good. And Lord, even have the good parts too. It's about remaining in Jesus, in his love, in his grace, in his spirit, and producing a harvest and a fruit and an abundance that will last for eternity. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, so often we can begin with you and then somehow leave you behind. Or we can go astray and we can wander. Or we start to get fiercely independent and think that somehow we can do this on our own. We can do this through our experience, through our giftedness. We've been here before, Lord. We've been round the block that many times. But Lord, this passage continually calls us back and saying, here, let me prune you. Let me cut out the parts of your life that just shouldn't be there. The parts of your life that just bring death. The parts of your life that are bringing decay. The parts of your life that maybe even look healthy and good, but they're just leafy and not actually producing much fruit. Lord, help us to be a people who remain in you, who remain enrooted in your life and in your presence and in your being and in your spirit. Forgive us when we try to produce fruit on our own strength. Forgive us, Lord, when we try to be about kingdom business and church business and all these sorts of things, Lord, and you're standing just waiting for some of our company and we so are loath to give it sometimes. Draw us back this week, Lord, we pray, to remaining in you, to basking in your love, to putting our roots deep into your presence, and to drink deeply from the well of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.